When you got out to France in 1915, were there any aspects of the war which came as a surprise to you?
Well, of course, the first one was the practical one of being shot at. In the training for the war in the latter part of World War II, we went in tremendously for what is called battle experience, that is, training troops to carry out operations under live shell and machine gun or rifle fire. We had nothing of that sort before I went to France in 1915. Indeed, I'd never seen a shell burst until I arrived in France. They soon realized that, learnt about that, particularly as in the first trench system we went into, which was a breastwork in a salient just east of Armentières. The Germans used to range every afternoon on the point of the salient, so we learned quite a lot about shell fire, particularly things called whiz-bangs, which was their form of light artillery. Also about sniping, because the trenches or the trench works were only about 200 or 300 yards apart. And all the drill of night work, because everything had to be done at night.
What did that involve?
Moving out into no man's land with patrols, covering parties, wiring, all digging, fresh digging, and all reliefs were carried out at night. Everything was carried out at night of that kind.
Yes.
Because of the difficulty of movement in that flat country without observation from the enemy.
Yes.